we see how our Lord leads his apostles on a boat across the Sea of Galilee. When a gigantic storm arises, and it seems like the boat is going to sink, they find Christ asleep in the stern of the boat. You see, Christ was not afraid of the storm because he had the perfect trust in his heavenly Father. When Christ awakes with a divine authority, he tells the storm to be silent. Now, in the original Greek that St. Mark wrote in, the words translated in English as be quiet literally are be muzzled, like a master would do to his dog. I mean, after all, Christ is the master of the universe. The apostles naturally are in awe because at this point in Mark's gospel, they don't yet recognize that our Lord is God yet. Who then is this, they say, whom even wind and sea obey? Up to this point, they only actually saw him to be a teacher who had some sort of deep connection with God. Yet his divine authority over the sea makes them question who he actually is and where he might have gotten this sort of authority over creation. Ultimately, Christ is displaying in reality that God, as our heavenly Father, is in control of all things.